So, yeah, welcome back. The deep blue sea is defined a part of the ocean thought to cover 60% of the Earth's surface. Ronald Jack Wright, an American politician from the state of Texas, the district is anchored in Arlington and southeastern Fort Worth, includes a swath of exurban territory to the south. Born April 8, 1953, Cherokee County, Cardinal Wilton Gregory, Reverend Emilio Bernardine, OSB, long made two working girls visits to Czechoslovakia when it was under the United States Officer Sergeant William Joseph Jackson. I asked for the office change of K.A. Ellis, Supreme Knight and CEO Knights of Peter Claver, 1825, new and CEO Knights, Orleans Avenue. So, at Saintly Faust, Elizabeth Bach, a brief overview of the USCCB. As such, in the early 1970s, went on a long afternoon and evening walk with Frank Duff, founder of the Legion Mary in Dublin, 1921, one of the largest organizations in the history of Warren Carroll, founder of Christian Frank Duff, almost who shocked in the 1970s, doing pro-life work, is going to bring Marjorie Taylor Greene, kind of crucifixion, ready for Dick Schmidt and the Patriotic Party for a national Trump campaign. For the freedom of the National Republic, Cardinals and friends and supporters of the HLI were Cardinal Jane and Sin and Munana Manila, Cardinal Reed, Cardinal Siete Lanvido, Esibulu City, gave us an office for Archbishop, now Cardinal Francis Sinsini, Siena Noticia, Siena Nagiria, Cardinal Estino, the Carpinto de Siena Humana, the former Cardinal of Mexico City's late Cardinal Dominic Elkadin and Abdullah Nigeria. The letter transported me for chauffeur vicious lecture sites in 1991. Cardinal Simon Lazarmi, who came from India, former head congresswoman men for Evangelization Peoples in Rome, gave two grants totaling $60,000 to international pro-life work. In doing so, the native country understood and was totally encouraged. Cardinal Maurice Miguel Atuna, see Nicaragua's Kenya. Cardinal, I believe it's Wilton Gregory, workers of Kenya, financial supporter for John Canberry of St. Louis, once visited him in retirement. He told him that he had his auxiliary supported Pope Paul VI when he issued Humanae Vitae, in which the Pope is personally very grateful. The Cardinal then flattered me by saying that he had followed a pro-life work in its beginning ever since he was in Bishop Springfield, Cape Gordondew. Cardinal Bernard of Law supported that encouraged saying in the presence of Father Bishop Vaughan, who spent time in jail for the unborn and me, Richard Welsh and Gail Quinn, December 18, 1996. Father Paul Marks said, "Well done for the pro-life movement for this country worldwide." Bishops encouraged along with late Cardinal Dominic Ikedem of Juja, Nigeria, and Cardinal Sin Manila. Myself, Cardinal Bernard Law, Friar Welch, and Friar Heiberger, Cardinal James Hickory, and Bishop William Lorre, Cardinal Hickory's secretary. Cardinal Maurice Antiguna, Siete la Novable, Sin Kenya, a meeting of Carmel Estiano, Siete Cumpila, Siete la Nahamba, Siete Lady, Siete Gulupo, Siete Nanchin, Mexico. We had to mention all those writers from Bishop George Speltz in St. Cloud, Bishops Noel Cardinal Bernard Law Springfield, Cape Gordondew, Bishop Glennon Flavin of Lincoln, attending a long day seminar as a priest in the 1970s, Bishop John Scalan of Honolulu offered some words of encouragement at frequent stops in the Orient, Bishop John Pashang, Grand Island, Nebraska, the oldest member in American hierarchy, first bishop who's jailed for resisting abortion, and Human Life International's great friend supporter, Bishop Austin Vaughan, who frequently addressed our seminars and symposia. For most priests, such as Gary Thomas and Richard Cushman, who foolishly wished to become bishops along with Bishop Vaughan's observation, once you become a bishop, you never eat a bad meal, and no one will ever tell the truth. As a latter point, he feels particularly over the innocent, the chapters that have not invaded the truth, mentioning some bishops and archbishops in Latin America and Africa as lay leaders.